just in the nick of time, Tyson Gray done taking photos. What's it like to live in Hollywood, Tyson?
it's an honor to win anything you ever win in life, and you know, it's an honor to come out and win the conference championship, and I think it was hard earned for our team.
Yeah, Coach Noble just came over, did his interview, had so much high praise for you. Extra effort guy, always crashing the boards, playing a great defense, always communicating with your players on defense. Just hustle play after hustle play and being a great leader by example by how you play on the floor. Where does all that come from? Is it just natural for you?
I just think, you know, the little things are what necessary to win. So I just kind of go out there and, you know, if you're not scoring, you know, I can pick it up and, you know, the effort places, you know, effort is something you can get give every single night. Maybe if you have an off night, you know, effort is something you can give every single night. So I crash the boards, play defense, you know, that's just something, you know, I have a motor in me that wants to go do that.
And you play football, so that motor just goes on from fall to spring to winter, and I'm sure through the spring as well. You and Cole Lawrence form a formidable presence down low when it comes to rebounding the ball. You were without him a lot of this game because of the foul trouble that he got in. But Jackson Strum came off the bench. He went a little bit smaller, but his aggressiveness also played into tonight's game. But what was it like to see that 6'7" big guy on the bench for seemingly half the game with that foul trouble?
You know, it is what it is. You know, 6'7", you know, bigger than a lot of players that, you know, refs are going to call fouls on you. But, you know, props to Jackson for coming in and picking it up. And, you know, if we miss a big piece, then we just have people, you know, next guy up, step in and, you know, contribute as much as you can.
I don't know if you'll remember this play, but Coach Noble did. Jackson Strum comes into the game for Lawrence late fourth quarter, is able to go in, get the offensive rebound, put it back up and in, and got fouled, went to the line and converted that free throw. Now, Coach Noble said he thought you had it won at that point. But obviously Central made their comeback with that Wagner buzzer beater there. But let's talk a little bit more about Jackson Strum. You know, it's such a tight-knit group that you guys have on the floor, so I'm sure you have some kind words for him as well.
Oh, yeah. He played tremendous defense. He was grabbing boards, you know, scoring whenever he had the opportunity. I mean, Jack dug deep tonight and, you know, got it done where he needed to get it done.
You got 22 points tonight. Overall, did you like your offensive performance?
Yeah, it was what was working tonight. So, you know, we just kind of went with what was working and where we could get the points, and, you know, did what we could to win.
I'm sure you're aware that Brennan Hardy needed 20 points to put himself second all time in scoring in Farmington basketball history. Would you trade your points for his points tonight if you could? Because your points would have put him over.
As long as
you win, right?
As long as we win, I'm sure Brennan would tell you the same thing. You know, I'm sure. Hey, we have you know, four more guaranteed games this season, and I'm sure he'll score a lot of points in the next four games, hopefully farther.
It's going to take two shots, and he'll get that record, and then he'll have one more guy to surpass, and you might be able to witness it. You never know. It depends on how far you guys go in the district and state playoffs. But Tyson, a fantastic game tonight, a heck of an effort. Coach Noble has high praise. We see it all the time here. So congratulations on the big win and being an MAAA champion.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tyson Gray, Farmington Knights, back-to-back champions in the MAAA Conference Tournament.